Good morning, everyone. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Cass. I'm the youth ministry team lead here in the parish of Herne Hill. And it is my privilege, my honor, and my absolute joy to share some words with you today about caring for creation. Creation is life. When I pause to think about the universe, the billions of celestial bodies, the shimmering expanse, the vastness that stretches beyond our understanding, I am awestruck. God took his time. He was intentional. He was deliberate, weaving everything to coexist in harmony. And in all of that, he made us. He made the earth and everyone in it. He is the ultimate creator, and we are his creation. The Bible tells the story of how God made the heavens, the earth, and all the creatures in just 6 days. In that time, mountains rose, seas formed, birds and fish and roaming beasts came to life, and then humanity was placed in charge of it all. God called us to care for his creation, and that is what we explore today. Think about our local parks, where green parakeets flutter in the summer, clean beaches where ocean stretches beyond the horizon, breathtaking sunrises and sunsets that never repeat. Creation is always in motion, always changing. God has not put down his paintbrush, and he calls us to help care for his masterpiece. Recognizing God as creator changes everything. There is a plan, even when life feels chaotic. God knows what he has made, and because he values it, he has called us to value it too. Our care for creation is not optional. It is part of being made in his image. A question I'd like you to reflect upon and consider. If God has given us such beauty, what exactly has he asked of us? Let's look closely at the scripture. Thank you. Didn't even see her there. So amazing. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, and it says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." Read really quickly, just sounds like another sentence from the Bible, but let's break it down. God placed Adam intentionally. There was no guesswork. That is what that first line really signifies. And put him in the garden. God gave humanity purpose and belonging. The situation that Adam was in depicted what work he was set to do. And then it says, to work it. What this means is to cultivate, to serve, and develop. And finally it says, and take care of it, which means to protect, guard, and preserve. In the Hebrew, to work, abad, means to serve, to cultivate, to labor for the benefit of another. It's the same word used for serving God. Take care of it, shama. It means to guard, to preserve, to watch with vigilance. To ancient readers, this wasn't just gardening, it was worship. Humanity's first job was both priestly and protective. God's original intention was clear: to live in relationship with creation, not apart from it. To serve and nurture, not to exploit. To guard what is valuable, reflecting God's own character. To live purposefully in worship through our care. When we see the earth as a gift rather than a resource, stewardship becomes a joy. We are entrusted not only to enjoy it, but to preserve it for those who come after us, participating in the unfolding beauty of God's creation. Another question: if this is our calling, what does it mean for how we live today? Eden was the blueprint, but our modern gardens are everywhere. The local park, the oceans, the air we breathe, the spaces we inhabit, every act of care, from recycling to planting trees, is Eden work. Obedience to God in creation looks like honoring what God calls good, practicing stewardship, not ownership, protecting the vulnerable, acting out of gratitude, choosing God's way over convenience, participating in God's work of renewal, and leading the next generation in reverence and care. Every time we care, we worship. Every small act matters, whether at home, school, or church. If we are doing our part, what about the powers that create the biggest harm? We need to be honest. Corporations contribute enormous harm. Landfills, plastic pollution, greenhouse gases, ocean degradation, their power is staggering. Yet power imbalance does not mean we are powerless. Scripture shows us that God works through the faithful, even when they are small. There's Gideon's 300, the early church meeting in homes, a mustard seed moving mountains, our faithfulness multiplied across communities and generations shifts culture and changes the world. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before the Babylonian Empire. Moses confronted Pharaoh, outnumbered, out-resourced, yet faithful. God honored them publicly, and the same God calls us to act today. So what can we do when the challenges seem bigger than us? In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 reminds us, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. This applies to creation care as much as faith. Young people are already passionate, vocal, and aware. They have the language, the concern, and the energy. We just need to guide them. Small acts of faithfulness at home, school, and church ripple outward. Every recycled bottle, every tree planted, every park cleaned communicates a commitment to life and future generations. Hope is not naive. Scripture is full of a God who is always working, renewing, restoring. When the world seems broken, God is still at work. Our hope is confident, active, and resilient. We are not waiting for change, we participate in it. If God is giving us new generations who care, what is our responsibility now? Well, God has placed us here to care for his world. We may not be able to change everything, but we can start with what we can do. Every act of care is a declaration that God's creation matters and that we are his faithful stewards. Seven ways our church can care for creation this week. Well, we can sort our rubbish properly, using reusables, plant something, trees, flowers, a garden. We have an allotment and a garden at St. Saviour's. Feel free to join in with Jim and Claire and the gang because they do an amazing job. Clean up locally, walk, cycle, or car share. Share and learn about creation care with friends and family, and that conversation can start right here today. So start small, start local. Every action counts. Together we reflect God's care in tangible ways. Having said all of this, I will close my talk with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of your creation, the skies, the seas, the animals, and every living thing you have made. Thank you for entrusting this world to us and for the privilege of caring for it. Lord, renew in us a deep commitment to stewardship. Help us to work and take care of the world faithfully, not out of obligation, but out of love for you and for the life you have entrusted to us. Give us courage to stand against injustice, to speak truth, and to protect what is good and sacred, even when it's difficult. Strengthen us to act with wisdom and boldness in the face of challenges. We pray for the next generation, Father. Inspire them, guide them, and give them a passion for your creation. May their hearts and hands lead us toward hope, restoration, and renewal. Holy Spirit, empower us to do our part each day. Teach us how to cultivate, preserve, and care for the earth in ways that honor you. May our lives reflect the care and faithfulness you have shown us. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Cass. And now we're going to sing two songs of singing our hopes for God's world and our commitment to care.